Welcome to Life and BL Conversation with Cwm Meative, hosted by Arm Anusorn. Dive into a world where life's complexities are simplified and humanity's beauty is celebrated. We value honesty and straightforwardness, steering clear of drama to focus on growth, diverse perspectives, and the nuances of boys' love. If you seek a space free from the noise, aiming to understand and appreciate life better, you're in the right spot. Join us as we explore, learn, and connect. Today's episode, we like to talk about Call It What You Want, the symphony of truths uncovered in the limelight. Am can't be here this week, so I'm Mandy. I will be your host for today. I just finished with the series, and I read a lot of people commented, and I have some thoughts about that. Call It What You Want, a title that suggests both a challenge and an invitation to the audience, has become a cultural touchstone, igniting conversations and controversies alike. Its journey into the heart of the film industry through the lives of its characters reveals the layered complexities of fame, friendship, and personal integrity. An applause for narrative bravery. The series has certainly struck a chord, resonating deeply with its viewers. From social media to real-world discussions, its impact is profound and pervasive. It's lauded for its brave portrayal of underrepresented stories, its unflinching gaze into the harsh realities of the film industry, and the emotional veracity of its characters' struggles. The unheard echoes amidst acclaim. Yet it's important to note the hushed concerns amidst the acclaim, suggesting that while Call It What You Want has soared in its ambitions, there might still be ground to cover. These quieter voices question whether the series has fully embraced its potential to break new ground, stirring a contemplative dialogue within its most devoted circle. The characters, a journey into the soul. The narrative of Call It What You Want is a deep dive into the soul of its characters. James, the protagonist, is an embodiment of broken dreams rekindled by the relentless pursuit of passion. He navigates the cutthroat realities of the film industry, where his dreams clash with the practicalities of success and survival. It's a journey that's both uniquely his and universally ours. Through his eyes, the audience experiences the ecstasy of small victories and the agony of personal compromise, a reflection of reality and romance. As James forms bonds with Marco, 8 and Bass, the series delves into the heart of human connection, exploring themes of loyalty, betrayal, and the search for authenticity. These relationships are not just plot devices, but are the core that holds the intricate narrative together. They provide a canvas for the series to explore the tension between the characters' professional personas and their private selves, offering viewers a glimpse into the often unseen personal lives of those who entertain us. The dance of dreams and duty, Call It What You Want, is a delicate dance between dreams and duty, desires and demands. It presents an intimate look at the entertainment industry's inner workings, from the rush of creative inspiration to the ruthlessness of commercial pressures. It captures the dichotomy of the industry, a place where artistry and ambition can both flourish and falter under the spotlight. Revelations and realities. Throughout the series, revelations emerge that challenge the character's sense of self and direction. These revelations are not just plot twists, but pivotal moments that redefine their paths, highlighting the fragile balance between personal integrity and the often compromising nature of professional success. Each character, in their own way, confronts the realities of their choices, the sacrifices made in the name of ambition, and the quest for a truth that resonates both on and off the screen. The series as a cultural mirror. Call It What You Want transcends its narrative to act as a cultural mirror, reflecting the complexities of the world it portrays. It questions the price of fame, the value of authenticity, and the power of storytelling itself. Through its portrayal of the film industry, it offers commentary on broader societal issues, identity, representation, and the ethics of creative expression. An unfinished symphony. As the series progresses, it becomes clear that Call It What You Want is an unfinished symphony, with each character's journey contributing to a larger ongoing conversation about art, life, and the intersections between them. The series invites the audience into this dialogue, encouraging a reflective engagement with the stories it tells and the themes it explores. engagement beyond the screen. The impact of Call It What You Want extends beyond the screen, inspiring viewers to engage with its themes in their own lives. It prompts a re-evaluation of the narratives we accept, the dreams we chase, and the values we hold dear. It's a testament to the series' power to not only entertain but also enlighten, offering a lens through which we can examine the world and our place within it. The legacy of Call It What You Want. In its exploration of the dynamics of friendship, ambition, and the pursuit of authenticity, Call It What You Want crafts a narrative that is as much about the character's journey as it is about the audience's. It's a series that leaves a lasting legacy, challenging viewers to question the narratives they consume and the realities they live. As Call It What You Want continues to unfold, its true impact lies in its ability to weave a narrative that is both specific to its setting and universal in its themes. It's a series that captures the human experience in all its complexity, inviting viewers to reflect on their own journeys toward truth, authenticity, and fulfillment. Through its blend of drama, emotion, and introspection, Call It What You Want secures its place not just in the annals of television history, but in the hearts of those who watch it, resonating as a powerful exploration of the dreams that drive us and the realities that shape us. Maybe to fix the problem in these chaotic BL industry, started with us. As a fan, that's all we can do. Hope you enjoy this podcast, and we'll be here next one. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to subscribe or join membership to become Committed by Arm family member. For more information, go to committedbyarm.com. And you know I love you. You know that, right? Have a good one. Bye.